First of all, Clint Hurdle was saying some stuff the other day about an inherent competitiveness, I believe, when he talked about you. Maybe that came from driving stock cars when you were, like, what, 10?
It's hard to say. For whatever reason, I've always been pretty competitive. I like to win. I hate to lose. So that's just something I feel like is – I don't know if I necessarily got it from racing. It's just something that I feel like my parents have instilled in me from a young age, and it's just something that I've kind of carried over throughout my life.
And how about what you've been through in your professional career, where you get hurt, you can't play, and then you end up pitching for the Rockford. I want to say the Rockford Peaches. You guys probably used to have heard that joke all the time. But what was that like when you go from being a major league prospect injured, and then all of a sudden you find yourself in an independent league?
I think my first thought was I was kind of embarrassed to say that I was going to have to go to independent ball. I mean, you know, when you're drafted as a first rounder, you never think you're going to have to tell yourself that you're going to have to go to independent ball at any point in your career. So I think when I got there, I was like I said, a little embarrassed. But once I got to know the guys, and once I got to start playing ball and we started games, it was probably one of the best summers I've ever had.
Because guys are playing for fun.
For each other. They're playing for each other, not playing against each other. It's like you say, it's for fun. It's competitive because guys want to get out of independent ball into affiliated ball. But you're playing to win. And I think that summer made me enjoy baseball again, and made me appreciate the game a lot more than what I had in the past.
Were you ever not confident that you were going to get out of it? I mean, did you always think, yeah, I'm going to make my way back? Or was there ever a point where you said, oh, man?
No, definitely a few times where I told myself I was probably gonna have one more year of independent ball and just kind of hang them up. And
get a real job.
Exactly, go out on my terms. I just wasn't getting any looks. That year in independent ball, my fastball velocity had came back, but the command wasn't really where I wanted it to be. But I just wasn't really getting any looks, and wasn't getting any scouts to give me a phone call back. So there were definitely plenty of times where I thought that was going to be it.
So, do you have an agent at that point?
No, I didn't.
So you're calling scouts yourself?
Yeah, it was me and my dad. And actually, the way I got on the independent team was we drove to Florence, Kentucky for the tryout of the Frontier League. So that's how I got picked up. So, I mean, when I say nobody was really wanting to give me any kind of interest, there was literally nobody.
You're lefty, too. Usually lefties, right? That gives you at least a little bit of a... Guys are always looking for lefties.
Yeah, it had been so long since I pitched in the game because I had the shoulder issue the year before that. I tore my lat the year before that. So, you know, who's going to sign a guy that's never played above high A and hadn't thrown in 2 years?
What kind of an opportunity do you see here? Because I think there clearly is a role for a left-handed setup guy.
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity, and I'm definitely grateful that the Pirates had that much interest in me to go out and get me. I think it's a great fit. I'm getting to know everybody great. The players are phenomenal. Coaching staff's great. The fans seem like they're on board. So I'm looking forward for the opportunity, and I think it's a good fit. I like the city of Pittsburgh. I like the fans. I like everything it has to offer. So I'm just looking forward to getting things rolling, and I think, like I said, it's going to be a good fit.
All right, let's get back to this driving late models at the age of 13. Now, you're from Georgia.
Yeah.
And did you ever race against anybody that people would recognize?
Yes.
Like any guys?
People. David Reagan, Reese Sorensen, Matt Martin, Mark Martin's son.
So tell me you beat those guys every once in a while.
Yeah, I beat them a few times. Joey Logano. We actually used to go at it a good bit when I was younger. I started in quarter midgets, which is kind of that's the starting block for guys that end up getting in the Cup Series. So a lot of guys start out there just because it's asphalt. You know, some guys go the dirt path with go-karts, but it seems like more guys who actually make it to the Cup Series start out in quarter midgets and work their way up.
Did you think that you were going to go that way as opposed to baseball? When did you have to make a decision on one or the other?
I did. So my dad is an engineer, and he does race car parts, which is how I got involved in the sport. And we took it serious. I mean, we traveled to Canada once. It was serious. Every weekend we were gone. Missed a lot of school to race. So
what a racket.
Yeah, we thought that's what I was going to do, and we knew the right people. And eventually I just kind of got too big for the cars, and my arm started getting a little bit better and ended up getting into baseball.
Too big for the car. Who's the biggest guy? Like Michael Waltrip is about as big as you get, right?
I think he's probably 6'3".
Yeah.
Most racers, whether it's Cup Series, Sprint Cars, Formula One, all those guys, they're small. but yeah, I was a little too big, I think.
Do you miss it?
Yeah, certain aspects of it I do. I miss the relationships that I made because, you know, we saw the same people at the track every weekend. So I actually still talk to a few of the people that live in Orlando that I got to be really close with. So I really miss that aspect of it. You know, yeah, racing is a single person sport, but you definitely build relationships over the course of a year, and it's a lot of fun.
Could you see yourself going back into that in some aspect after your baseball's over?
No, I don't think so. I think I've had my speed days where I'm going fast. I'm kind of done with that. But one good thing about racing was when I was going through high school, I'd already gone fast, so I didn't have to do it once I got into the car. So that definitely eased my parents' minds a little bit.